Module C, Unit 5, page 148.
Part 1, Access to Information from Written Texts, 70 points. Read the article below and then answer questions 1 to 9. The Shoes That Grow.
In 2007, Kenton Lee, a young American, spent some time in Nairobi, Kenya, volunteering in an orphanage. While working there, he noticed that many children were walking barefoot, and if they did have shoes, they were too small for them. Kenton was told that nonprofit organizations donate shoes to these children. However, the children's feet grow all the time, and soon the shoes don't fit them anymore. It was clear to Kenton that the poor families couldn't afford to buy new shoes, and therefore many of the children were shoeless. Walking barefoot or wearing shoes that are too small can negatively affect the children's health. They get infections that make them sick. As a result, the children miss many days of school, and this reduces their chances of getting an education and improving their lives. Kenton Lee had an idea. To produce shoes that could become longer and wider and adjust to the child's growing feet. However, he knew that without financial support from a big shoe company, his idea couldn't be realized. He tried to interest famous shoe companies, but they refused to invest money in his project. Finally, Proof of Concept, a small shoe company, agreed to help him with the design. The shoes that they produce are adjustable. They grow with the child's feet and can last at least 5 years. They come in two sizes. The small one fits children from kindergarten until they reach the fourth grade, while the larger shoes fit fifth graders until they end the ninth grade. These shoes are distributed around the world. At present, thousands of poor children in developing countries are wearing these shoes. Kenton Lee is happy. If I can provide kids with protection so they stay healthy and keep going to school, I have done my part, he says. Answer questions 1 to 9 in English according to the article. In questions 1, 3, and 9, circle the number of the correct answer. In the other questions, follow the instructions. 1. What do we learn about Kenton Lee in lines 1 to 3? 1. Why he volunteered in Nairobi. 2. Why he liked his job. 3. What he saw in Nairobi. 4. How long he stayed in Nairobi. 2. Why don't the children benefit from the shoes they get from non-profit organizations? Lines 4 to 13. Answer. 3. What problem is presented in lines 4 to 13? 1. What happens to a child who walks barefoot? 2. Why families suffer from health problems? 3. Why nonprofit organizations can't buy new shoes? 4. What happens to children who spend many days at school? 4. Complete the sentence, lines 4 to 13. In lines 12 to 13, the writer says, "This reduces their chances of getting an education and improving their lives." What reduces the children's chances of improving their lives? The fact that... 5. How could Kenton Lee make his dream come true? Lines 14 to 18. Complete the sentence. He had to... 6. What do we learn from lines 14 to 22? Put a tick by the two correct answers. 1. What kind of help Kenton Lee got? 2. When the shoes were produced? 3. When preschool children can wear the shoes? 4. Who can benefit from Lee's shoes? 5. How many children wear these shoes? 6. Why proof of concept helped Lee? 7. Children can wear the shoes for a long time. Copy the words that show this. Lines 19 to 22. Answer. 8. Who has already benefited from Kenton Lee's shoes? Lines 23 to 26. Answer. 9. In lines 24 to 25, Kenton Lee says, "If I can provide kids with protection so they stay healthy and keep going to school, I have done my part." What protection can he provide? Find the answer in another paragraph. 1. Preventing feet from growing all the time. 2. Making sure that organizations donate shoes. 3. Preventing the children's feet from getting infections. 4. Helping poor families improve their lives. Part 2. Written presentation. 30 points. Write 70 to 90 words in English on the following topic. Pay attention to correct grammar, spelling, and punctuation. 10. Describe your volunteer work. Where you work, what you do, who you work with, and how you feel about it.